I'm Bethany Conway. Welcome to Courage to Live in Your Trueness podcast, where we talk about the real and raw process of staying true to who we are in everyday life. Learning to find joy, hope, and peace in the midst of it all. Hey friends, thanks for joining me for this week's podcast. Today, I just want to share a top of my mind, what I've been thinking about over the last day or so. And we all have this desire to feel significant and to be valued and to belong. And the most important part in that process of where we have those desires is that we don't settle. We don't go beyond our boundaries. We don't go beyond our character, beyond our integrity, beyond our ethics for the sake of a short-term feeling of significance, for a short-term feeling of belonging, for a short-term feeling of you're a part of the group. And I think one of the biggest struggles and the hardest challenges that we can face is that in those moments, when sometimes that desire and that just to fit in and belong and be a part can be so strong, or the value and the desire to feel significant is so strong and innate in us that we can be swayed by what's the popular choice right now? What's the popular opinion right now? What's the popular voice out there saying one thing or another? And the ability to remain true to our core values and true to our integrity and true to who we are, the courage to stay and to live in our trueness, the very essence of this podcast is that to live from that place of authenticity, to live from that place where we aren't swayed by the popular opinion in the moment, and we aren't swayed by the next demand for our time or the next crisis that occurs, but we are strong and rooted and secure enough in who we are as individuals that from that place we operate, from that place we make choices, from that place we align our values and behaviors and actions. And because the demand for more, the demand for you to be a part, for you to be on my side or their side or somebody else's side, it's going to always present its case. And I know that sometimes standing your ground and standing in that place when there's so many opinions and so many others that we can compare ourselves to can sometimes feel lonely, can sometimes feel like you're the only one standing your ground in this area. You're the only one with this thought. You're the only one with this core value. You're the only one with this boundary for your time or for your finances or for your life, when everybody else can go beyond, but that's them and not you. And it sometimes can be a lonely place to stand when you have to stay true to who you are as a person and what you believe, what you value, what's important to you. And yet it's in that place that other people will look to us with respect. Maybe not right away. Maybe not instantaneously. Maybe they're wondering, why in the heck aren't you working 70 hours a week? Why the heck aren't you spending your money on everything? Why aren't you going into debt? Why aren't you doing X, Y, or Z? But yet, being secure in who you are as a person and knowing your values, knowing what you stand for, knowing where you're rooted and grounded, that no matter what popular opinion says, what's happening here or there, that you're secure in your choices. You're secure in knowing who you are. You're secure in your trueness, because at the end of the day, you're the one who has to go to sleep at night, and you're the only one who's going to be inside your brain having to deal with and put up the replay and the repeat button in your head of how you chose to respond or chose not to respond. You're the one who has to live with yourself. And the more that we can come into that place of maturity, the more that we can come into that place of self-differentiation, so to speak, where I know who I am and you know who you are, and it's okay for us to be different, but yet in our differences, we are significant. In our differences, we are valued. In our differences is what makes us strong. In our differences is where iron sharpens iron, and it causes me to grow. It causes me to be a better person. It causes me to be real. It causes our relationships to go to a deeper level, because I'm going to stay true to who I am and you're going to stay true to who you are. And together, in our differences, in our likenesses, we can move forward in an honest relationship, in an honest conversation, in an honest work environment, in an honest friendships, in our families, because we have learned how to be confident and strong in who we are, that our significance and our value and our self-worth is not defined by what we're doing on the outside. Whose opinion that we are aligning with today or not aligning with tomorrow, but that we are at peace on the inside of who we are because we're confident in who we are. And I think as we embrace that and as we grow in those areas and mature in those areas of our life, knowing our value, knowing our significance, knowing it's not by anything that we can do, but it's about our worthiness as a human being, our value, that when we bring that trueness of who we are to the table, it has the greatest impact on those we work with, those in our family, those we connect with, our friends, in our every level and every facet of our relationships. So today, my friends, if I could leave you with a challenge, I think my challenge would be, maybe ask yourself the question today, where have you swayed from your trueness? Where have you gotten out of alignment with your values? Where have you shifted? And it's kind of created this tension or uncomfortable place in your life. And to take that analysis and just do a curiosity search, take your curiosity pulse, so to speak, about how you're doing in staying aligned with knowing who you are as a person. Because as we come back to our true self, as we come back to our core values, as we align back to the things that make us who we are, we become stronger, we become more peaceful and operate from a place of peace and are rooted and grounded in joy in our everyday life. So today, my friends, be encouraged. Today's a day to realign. Today's a day to shift back to your core values. Today's a day to make that move so that you are staying aligned with who you are and are operating in that courage to live in your trueness every single day. So thank you for listening. And until next time, have an absolutely wonderful day.